Thank you very much to all the members who have shared their experiences. And I, speaking last after all of them, I feel that I could engage with every single one of their reflections. And indeed, I had included many of the same thoughts in my prepared speech. But let me say that for me, chairing an 18-member group has been quite challenging at times, I will confess, but at the same time, it is that very endeavor of trying to listen to different voices who come from different countries with different perspectives that makes this committee able to engage with states from all over the world and to try to understand different perspectives, while at the same time holding true to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. And I think in the end, it's the convention that is at the center of what this committee does. Members come and members go, but the committee stays on, and the work that it does is the monitoring of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and that is the constant. And that is what we all need to recommit to. I join my colleagues who are concerned about pushbacks and backsliding in children's rights. And we're going to have to be tough. Those of you who stay on in the committee, the new members who will be coming, and those of us who will be outside, because we're not leaving children's rights, you know, we're also still going to be out there fighting for children's rights wherever we are. And I think we could say that a committee like this has a collective heart. And it's a collective heart that has to be big enough to think about all the children in the world. For me, some of the most important work that we have done during my time as chair was to keep our finger on the pulse of what was happening around the world where children were facing unimaginable horrors in war. And the fact that we reviewed, during my time on the committee, we reviewed Syria, Palestine, Ukraine, Russia, Israel. And we had some tough conversations in those sessions. But I still think it's interesting that states' parties, even those caught up in conflict, even those who express skepticism, come to the Committee on the Rights of the Child and engage. And that is, I believe, because of their shared commitment to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. It's been an enormous privilege to chair this committee over the past 2 years and to be a member of it for the whole 8 years. I've enjoyed it, and I look forward to still engaging with the committee's work from the outside. I might be writing some reflections on the views coming out of the optional protocol on the communications, because as everybody on the committee knows, it's something I'm very passionate about. And I'm proud of the jurisprudence that we've managed to build over the 8 years. As Louise said, there were only 4 decisions when we first came to the committee, and now there are over 100. That's a lot of words written. And speaking of words written, thank you very much for the support of the Secretariat. We get to know our Secretariat very well. They become your partners, the people that you cooperate with on a daily basis when we're here in Geneva and in the intersessional time. And these are special relationships that we will take forward with us as well. So I would like to now, you know, the voices of children are very important in this committee, so the baby who is crying is welcome to express a view. Perhaps this indicates we ought to be bringing the meeting to a close, and I am going to do that very soon. Just to conclude, it's to say a few thank yous. But perhaps before I do that, I see that Bragi Gudbrandsson has asked for the floor. And then I'll also let you, if you want.